Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 54, and it is a lovely, beautiful, spring-like, summery day in Los Angeles, California. That's right, folks. 4 or 5 days ago, it was winter. It was a cold, cold winter, at least cold for here. But now it's a warm, warm, spring-like summer. Because in L.A., that's the thing about L.A., it's the weather. The weather is just, I think that's what made me, what drove me here, even more than show business. I think that's what keeps me here more than show business. It's like, I don't even really know if I care about show business as much as I care about the weather. About that sunshine, sunshiny day. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I come from a wintry people, man. Man, my people, my peeps, my grandparents, they came from Russia, Poland, man. Cold, you know how cold that is? Why am I talking again like I'm a African-American guy from the streets? Well, because I grew up in Paterson, New Jersey, and that's kind of the environment I was reared in, okay? And I don't need Richard Reardon, the mayor, former mayor of Los Angeles. Anyway, it's beautiful, 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 and I'm indoors, recording this podcast for your entertainment pleasure, and so I hope that you do appreciate the sacrifice I make on a day like today. I'm saying and I don't care. I'll say as much as I want, as long as I don't say you know a lot. I gotta get rid of that you know, those you knows. Every time I say, you know, an angel gets its wings or loses its wings. Okay, the past week, we're going to do a little review of the past week. So I go to my local Whole Foods, which I've probably talked about a lot. And forgive me, folks, if I talk about some of the same things over and over again, because it's my life, and so this is what's going to happen, and maybe I'll add things, I'll subtract things, and maybe I'll keep my listeners, and maybe I'll lose some listeners. But all I can say is, I'm just doing the best I can. So I go to Whole Foods, and the Whole Foods I go to, you know, they've got the parking lot that's just ridiculous. I mean, ridiculous. The planning for this parking lot is, I don't want to say, you know, how bad it is, but I don't want to say how bad. It's bad, okay? Unless you go there on off hours, it's just ridiculous. Have I said ridiculous enough? I think I have. So I go there, and this was last week. This is actually after I recorded episode 53, which today after episode 54, I'm going to go over there again. I think Sunday's become my Whole Foods day, okay, as opposed to my go-to, my other market, which I'll be talking about later. So I pull in to the lot, and I see this older biker dude. Guy looks like he looks like he's probably 70, right? But he's, you know, really tattooed up, and he's got this really, you know, he looks like a real bad, you know, mean-looking guy. One of those kind of guys, like, when you watch those, if you've ever seen the movie Gimme Shelter, the Rolling Stones movie, which was about their 1969 tour of the United States, and the last show they did was a free show at the Altamont Raceway or Speedway, whatever, and they hired Hell's Angels to be security, which ended up in a complete disaster. Somebody died, and people got hurt and stuff. And so this guy looked like he could have been there, because that would have been like, what, 40-some years ago, 43 years ago. He could have been there. This guy looked tough and mean. He still scared me. Even though he looked 70, you know, I wasn't going to make eye contact. I wasn't going to say a darn thing to Mr. Biker Guy. And so he goes over to where the shopping carts are, and I'm heading there that way myself. And he gets there first. And as I don't know if around the country they do this everywhere, but in the couple of markets I go to, that I notice they have those antibacterial wipes that before you touch any object, like you touch a shopping cart, you can take a wipe wipe your hands, wipe the cart part where you're going to put your hands, so to keep from germs, you keep the germs from messing with you, especially during this cold and flu season. So this guy goes, and I never, ever, hardly ever do that. I just don't think about it. I try to ward the germs off with the power of my mind. So he goes to the shopping cart, and he takes one of those wipes, which I thought was kind of like effeminate. I hate to say it, no offense to women. It was a little effeminate, a little girly. He takes a handy wipe thing, and he wipes the cart, the handlebar on the cart, and then he takes the cart. And then, you know what he does? He takes the cart, and he very politely offers it to me. And I was like, holy mackerel. This is a guy that I thought would take pleasure in stomping me. But instead, he still getting over this little allergy thing, which I'll talk about. Instead, he gives me his cart. So it just goes to show you that you cannot judge a book by its cover, and you cannot judge a biker guy by the scowl on his face and the skull and crossbones on his shoulders. Once he did that, I tried to be like friendly, like, oh, no, thank you, sir. I suppose I call him sir. Thank you, sir. And then I think I said something, and he ignored me. So I think we had the window was just, he was going to be nice, but don't talk to me, punk. So then I go into the Whole Foods market, and I go to the, they have this hot food bar area, which is self-service. And there's an older man, an elderly man. You know, I'm saying, okay, let's go. We're going to go with maybe a little older than the biker guy, maybe the same age, probably in his early 70s, maybe no more than mid-70s. And he is at the hot food bar, taking food, you know, putting it into containers, or a container, and he's got a dog with him. Now, mind you, he's not blind, and I'm like, what is it, you know, with these, like, there goes the you know, there goes the you know, I just shout a you know. What is it with these people and the dogs? I mean, unless you're, you know, you have a hard time seeing, can you leave the dog in the car? I mean, I just think it's kind of like a sanitary thing. You know, maybe I'm just being overly something here, but it seems to me like I don't think we need dogs in the supermarkets. And apparently, I think I've talked about this before on my podcast, there is some kind of law in California that states that if you have medical reasons, even other than your sight, you can bring a dog into the store. So I guess like if you suffer from depression or anxiety, but it's just like, really? You can't put the you're going to be so depressed, like while you're getting your macaroni and cheese or your collard greens, because they got great collard greens at Whole Foods, or your teriyaki chicken, you can't leave old Fido in the friggin' car. You can't do that. It really made me angry. Just like whatever. So that's all I gotta say about Whole Foods. Well, I spent a lot of time on Whole Foods, didn't I? Spent a lot of time on Whole Foods. What else? Well, we've got in the apartment building, coming up tomorrow, Monday, we've got another inspection. That this inspection is I believe, a city inspection. I think every few years the city comes over, they come around, and they make sure that the buildings are up to code. And so we're having an inspection of the apartments tomorrow. And we just had an inspection like about a week or so ago, right? Where Mark, the owner, and one of the owners, and Aaron, one of the managers, came along and inspected the premises, which I guess was was kind of a way to, in preparation for this this inspection. But it's like, you know, if I see the word inspection one more time within the next week, I'm going to scream. I mean, even former Third Reich members are going, this is too much, okay? All right, enough? Enough with the inspection? Jeez. So I'm sure I'll fill you in on how that inspection goes next week, next time I talk to you. So what else? I don't know, a few complaints here. Like, you know, when I'm filling out something on my computer, like I don't know, let's say like I was trying to buy my dad a gift or something like that for his birthday. It was just my dad's birthday yesterday. And, you know, I go to put my name in or something, and there's this autofill. It's called autofill, where it just says Al Berman. And then it'll say, like, you know, the address, autofill, Al Berman. It's just like, I'm just saying that some of these conveniences are not that convenient, okay? Let me just put my name in, my address in, and take your autofill and put it where the autofill don't shine, okay? Okay? The other thing about technology is I got this one friend who is like, he just seems very proud about not having a computer or email. I mean, I understand that. I understand that it's taken me a long time to adapt to this new technology stuff, and I'm still adapting and learning, but I feel like I'm embracing it because it is the 21st century, and, you know, the day of, you know, mom and pop opening up a store and waiting for people to just come in. I don't know why I'm using that as an example, but those days are kind of, I don't know, maybe they're not over in some businesses. I don't know. What I'm saying is that I'm embracing the technology because it just seems the right thing to do, especially if I'm going to be anywhere near the comedy business. I mean, this is just what's happening. So, my friend, though, he just is kind of proud of the fact, like, no, I don't have, he doesn't have, he got frustrated. He bought a computer one time, and then when he took it home, he got so frustrated setting it up, he brought it back, which I totally relate to because I get extremely frustrated in these situations. But my point I'm trying to make is that he has no shame or compunction, if that's the right word, of asking me to email somebody for him. And I'm like, dude, N to the O. I am not your friggin' secretary. Get an email and go to the library. No. He was like, there's a girl that's a friend of his, and she's my friend. Well, you know, I haven't talked to her in years. We're friends on Facebook, but I never communicate. And he goes, well, you know her. You know, she's out of the country, and he wanted to get in touch with her. And it's like, he goes, oh, you know, well, like, why don't you contact her on Facebook for me? It's like, no. First of all, I never talked to her on Facebook anyway. So, all of a sudden, out of the blue, I go, hi, I'm calling for Mr. So-and-so. He would request that you would get in touch with him. Please, email me back and let me know about your nearest availability. You know, what am I, a friggin' secretary? A secretary? Speaking of secretaries, I've been catching up on that TV show Mad Men. I'm on the fourth season now. Oh, I'm on Netflix. I'm watching every episode. What a show. What a show. And what secretaries is what I'm saying. What secretaries? So, all right, update on my smoke detector. They're actually going to come in here. That's another thing. They keep coming into our apartments every other week or so. In a couple of weeks or so, they're going to come in and they're going to put in that carbon monoxide detector, which I believe will be a combination carbon monoxide and smoke detector. And my smoke detector has been behaving lately when I light my cigars. It seems to be like sometimes it just doesn't go off. But you know when it went off? The other night, I was cooking some fish, some tilapia. I had some tilapia in the pan, and the smoke detector said, wait, what is that? And I go, it's tilapia. And they go, I don't know. I don't know. You better watch out or I'm going to call 911. So I actually had to reset the thing. And it stopped. It stopped. Another thing. I keep talking about these pokes I'm going through on Facebook. Where these two girls, one I know personally and one I don't know personally, were poking each other back and forth. And I thought that the one I didn't know... Well, both of them. I'm kind of trying to... it's like a staring contest, like I said last week. I'm trying to outpoke them. I'm trying to do it. And the one girl I don't know, I thought I outpoked her because I didn't hear for a couple of days, but she fooled me. Just when I thought it was safe to come back outside in a poke-free zone, she poked me back, or she poked me. Because I'm the one, I poke back. She pokes me, I poke back. She pokes me. So, I don't know. I'm getting poke dizzy here. Poke dizzy. Poke dizzy. You'd like to have some poke sausage? So, I don't know what's going to happen with that. But it just keeps going back and forth. And this past week, with all this talk of the flu, I thought I had the flu for 2 days. And it turns out, I think it was just allergies. But I stayed low for 2 days. I ordered chicken soup in. I called the Jewish deli. Ordered some chicken soup, a sandwich, and some dessert. And with tax, tip, and they have a delivery charge, $50. $50. I was able to get two meals out of it, though. So that's $25 a meal. And folks, in 2013... That's on a budget. That's food on a budget. No, I just they had really good chicken soup too, really good. And it was, I believe, just an allergy. I'm getting better and better and better and better. So don't you worry about me. Now, let's talk about my go-to supermarket. I think I've talked about this guy before, the sax player that's there. This guy is getting, there's a guy on the public part of the property, the sidewalk, comes there, his jazz guy. First time I heard him, I thought he sounded decent, and I gave him a little money, and he gave me a CD of his, which I proceeded to play, and it was, it sucked, it was terrible. And now, the more I see this guy and hear this guy, the less I like him. It's just like he's playing snippets of songs. I just don't like the tone of his sax. I don't like the intent of his playing. It's just annoying. And I wish that we could do something about it. I wish that he would just go away. He comes out there just like, look at me, man. I'm John Coltrane on the sidewalk. I don't know. And I asked a couple of people. I asked this one kid who works there, who gets the carts in the parking lot. I said, hey, do you like that... sax player? Goes, yeah, he's great. Do you like him? I go, ah, not so much. And then he started laughing when I told him, yeah, I think he's kind of annoying. And then he started laughing, so maybe he did agree with me. It's not like I'm trying to get the guy fired. Well, he's not hired or fired. It's just that between him and the people that stand outside with their petitions, it's getting hard to shop sometimes. Getting hard to shop. So, some of my go-to market, and I think I told you about this guy who told me he told me a joke, and then complained to another guy because I didn't laugh. He works in the meat department, and now he always, whenever I see him, he's always got this weird look on his face, like he always looks at me like weird. I don't know, I'm trying to describe the look that he has. I don't know. It's sort of like, it's almost like hurt, like he's hurt. You betrayed me. You hurt my feelings. You didn't laugh at my stupid joke that I heard from somebody else. I don't know. I don't know what that look is, but there's a look there. I see the look. I know it. I know I'm not crazy. There's something going on. He's very self-conscious. I try to act very matter-of-fact, and... you know, I don't know what he wants from me. I don't know what he expects from me. I don't know what he is to me. To me, he's just a guy in the meat department and fish department. I ask him to get me some fish or whatever, or some meat. And that's all I want from him. I don't want jokes. I don't go, yeah, give me half a pound of tilapia and, you know, two guys walk into a bar joke. No, I don't want that. So he's always had this weird look, like, And what else happened in the go-to market? I was at the salad bar. And this one cute lady, she's from El Salvador. I think there's two ladies that worked at the salad bar. They're both from El Salvador. The ladies that work the salad bar, they come from El Salvador. Ooh, I like that. They like to put different vegetables on the thing, and everybody goes, hey, hey, dee 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 dee. Kind of making it into some kind of island song. But anyway, the other day, you know, I have various looks. And sometimes my look is messy hair, unshaven. But the other day, I went in, I had just showered. I had just washed my hair. My hair was, I guess it was kind of coiffed looking. You know, I've had it cut a couple weeks ago. It's kind of a good length. And I was clean shaven, smoothly clean shaven. And the lady at the salad bar that takes care of the salad bar, she looks at me and she goes, oh, you look very handsome. And I was very, very moved. I was very flattered that she said, what did you do? You look so handsome. I think I tried to make some kind of joke about always looking handsome. But then I said, I guess I just washed and combed my hair and shaved. That's what happens. Well, I guess that's why I'm looking. You know, the more weight I lose, I think I'm getting more handsome. I don't know. I used to, back in the day when I was young and really slender, I was a little bit of a lady killer. I'm not bragging. I don't mind the brag, but, and as time went on, as other former lady killers, like Marlon Brando, I blew up, got really fat. And in the last couple few years, I've been slowly chiseling that weight down. And I think I'm regaining my boyish good looks. I'm looking better anyway. Look, if a lady at the salad bar could say, you look very handsome, something's going on. Okay? Don't act like something's not going on. Okay? You see me walking in there. All right. And then I was going to get a soda the other day. I was looking for maybe a diet soda. I haven't had soda in a while. But I'm really very rarely want a soda. And I don't like the diet sodas because of that, you know, that sweetener stuff that's in them. But I was looking at the regular Coca-Cola, right? And it said on their calories, 204, like only 240 calories in this bottle. And you think to yourself, wow, that's not too bad. 240 calories. I mean, I could slam a Coke. And I looked, the sugar grams, 65 grams of sugar. That's like having, what's that like having like an entire cake? What, are they crazy? Now, I wasn't really considering buying the Coke. I was looking at it. So I put it down, lest the some of the sugar seep through the bottle into my fingertips and go into my bloodstream. And they have some nerve advertising the calories. That's the way the law is, I guess. Well, you can have, that's true, the calories. You know. Yeah, here it is, but it's going to kill you on the other end. Okay, last but not least, I go to the gas station the other day. All the gas stations out here now are self-service. You can't go to, there's no full-service stations anymore. You can't pull up and go, hey, you know, check my oil. Well, clean my windshield and sit in the car. Play with your phone. And so I go to this gas station that's right across the street from my go-to market. And they also have a car wash in there, sort of a place where you just go in. I talked about this before, where you go into the, you sit in your car and it washes. just does the outside. And so my point I'm trying to make is that I'm trying to get gas. I'm already pretty much on empty. And before I put my card into the machine, by the pump, and it asks me three questions. You know, one more and we've got Passover, okay? Okay, one more we got Passover. It asks me, are you a member of the Vons Club? I don't know what the heck that's got to do with anything. Because I'm at a station. I guess they have something to do with Vons across promotional thing. Then they ask me, do I want a car wash? Because if I want a car wash, the gas is 8 cents cheaper per gallon or something like that. Then they ask me if I want a receipt. And it was enough with the questions. I just want my gas. It was just really getting annoying. And what's my point? My point is, as time goes on and the technology gets more and more advanced and complicated, some things get easier. Some things get more annoying. And here's a situation where it gets more annoying, where I just want to get gas, and it's asking me, why don't you just ask me if I want to go into the store and get some Tootsie Rolls? You know, do you need coffee? Hey, do you have milk at home? Well, let's just go through how about some bread? You know, hey, by on the way home, why don't you stop at McDonald's? You know, I mean, that's what's going to happen in the future. It's going to be 20 questions. You know, Starbucks has got a sale. You know, hey, blah, 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 blah. That's the future, folks. That's the future that we're going towards. If we don't put a lid on some of this technology. But that's where we're going. And that's all I have to say about that. Anyway, I've talked enough. I've said enough. I've podcasted enough for one day, for 1 week. Thank you again for all those who listen to my podcast, who are loyal to my podcast, who come to my podcast willingly and freely, of their own free will, who submitted and surrendered to my podcast. Thank you all so much. Until next time, this is Al Berman live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.